The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey everybody, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 9th of July, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Those folks over at Facebook, what are they up to now? You know, they're always worried about fake news getting on there, malicious content getting spread around on the platform. You'd think that'd be their top priority. It may be up there, but apparently they wanted to make some software that tracks some misinformation about themselves. Yes, according to Bloomberg, they have a special software program called Storm Chaser. And Storm Chaser tracks down and debunks misinformation about Facebook. In fact, it wants to track down so much of what's going on about Facebook and about themselves, they even spread it on over to WhatsApp too. Storm Tracker has actually been used to follow viral posts about the company, including the latest rumors about Facebook that may be spreading around, even stuff about Mark Zuckerberg himself. Now I know, nothing really new when it comes to companies wanting to know all the information that's going on about them, so they can help kind of get the right PR out there. However though, you would think that this piece of software wouldn't be at the top of their agenda, considering what happened recently. Yeah, I don't think we need to go into that, do we? Yeah, you all remember that. But it does solidify what we thought all along about Facebook and us. They definitely still care more about themselves. Hey, here's some news that probably won't shock you, but we're going to tell you anyways. Thousands of Android apps, yep, thousands, you heard me correctly, yep, they're still in your private data. Even if you said, I'm not giving you permission, you can't do it, they're still doing it. Now, we're all familiar, even iOS users. When we first install an app, we get all these pop-ups saying, are you sure you want to give permission? Yeah, we're owning your soul, yeah, go ahead. Of course, when you say, no way, you don't own my soul, we kind of figure that the apps say, okay, gotcha. But according to researchers, at least on the Android platform, they're seeing other things. Researchers have found 1,325 Android apps on the Play Store have actually violated permissions by using workarounds to steal personal data. Unfortunately, this show's 5 minutes. We ain't got time to go through all of them. We can tell you, though, the most popular one, that is Shutterfly. Yep, they've been collecting location data from photos stored in your mobile and sending that data to its own servers. Even if you said, no, don't do that. Now, of course, Google says that they are aware. Yeah. And they've announced they will fix this issue in the upcoming Android Q update. As for a lot of people out there that'll never see an update on their Android phone, good luck. And finally, Dr. Mario, hey, it's a back. No, it kind of feels like Candy Crush. Yes, I know, all these retro video games, and they picked this one we didn't really ask for. Nonetheless, though, that's what Nintendo is giving us, though it's not exactly like the retro game. Now, instead of having those viruses fall from the top, you know, like Tetris, they rise up from the bottom now. As far as gameplay goes with Dr. Mario on your smartphone, it's actually been optimized for one-handed touchscreen use. And even though things have slightly changed with the new version here, your goal is still the same. Gotta match 3 colored pills and viruses to clear them out. If you want to see just how familiar and how different the game has changed, go to the App Store right now. Have you got a story? Is no one else listening to you? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can hop on over to our official website, too, and check out everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, including all of our wonderful podcasts, britishtechnetwork.com. Give us a like on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join in the conversation at our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, of course, will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.